What's happening locally? The news.
And it is, isn't it? It's that time of the week when we take our look, our first look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. In the last 24 hours, 7 deaths have been reported due to the COVID-19 disease, according to the epidemiological report to the Ministry of Health this Sunday. In addition, the ministry updated 2 deaths from previous dates for a cumulative total of 8,019 and a lethality of 1.1%. In the last 24 hours, 673 new cases were detected, 6,377 tests were applied for a positivity percentage of 10.6. Active cases total 11,402, of which 11,102 are in home isolation, and there are 300 patients hospitalised. Now, according to the entity, those who are in isolation are divided into 11,045 in their homes and 57 in the so-called hospital hotels. In addition, there are 247 hospitalised in the wards and 53 in the intensive care units. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, made a call to unite all of us as a society to promote state policies that promote a productive, continuous, inclusive and quality educational system. Through the Cámara Opina, the organisation expressed its support for the return to school classrooms and from there for joining the Yo Regreso campaign. It must be remembered that this week the All Panama Movement launched Yo Regreso with the aim of promoting the return of teachers and students to face-to-face classes on the 7th of March, after 2 years of distance education due to the coronavirus pandemic. Under this initiative, different sectors in society, guilds, associations, non-profit organisations and companies have come together to help make the return to face-to-face classes a reality, promoting vaccination in children and young people, the provision of equipment of biosafety for students and teachers, and the adaptation of the infrastructure of different educational centres, said the business group. The CCIAP emphasised that it is time to lift the fallen shoulders of education to start a face-to-face school year in classrooms without further delay. In their opinion, there is no time or space for more excuses. Panama demands sustainable development from us, and that is only possible with quality education. We cannot turn our backs on current and future generations because the future of the country is a shared responsibility in which all Panamanians must get involved. In addition to Todo Panama and the CCIAP, the Yo Regreso campaign has the support of the Panamanian Chamber of Social Development, Allies for Children and Adolescents, the Great Educational Alliance, the Council of the Private Sector for Education, the Childhood Observatory and Adolescents, and the Commission for Civic and Moral Values. This weekend, the cleaning and maintenance work of various schools continued, with a view to the start of classes in March. This Sunday, the realization of these works was observed at the José Antonio Ramón Cantera School, Paitia. Similarly, a volunteer day was held at the República de Francia School in Belisario Porras in San Miguelito. The Ministry of Education, MEDUCA, also announced that a meeting and evaluation tour was held at the Great Britain General Basic Education Centre in Pedregal. The entity that has the goal of having 80% of the schools ready for the start of the 2022 school year on the 7th of March, after students received distance classes for 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In this sense, the Ministry of Education also reported that this Sunday began the transfer of 1,753 teachers who will teach classes in the provinces of Darien and Bocas del Toro. And it is that, according to the 2022 school calendar, today, this Monday, the 21st of February, the week of organisation of the educational process will begin. This preparation stage will end on the 25th of March. 1 month after the mayor of Colón, Rolando Alex Lee, declared that he would voluntarily go to the Electoral General Prosecutor's Office, the FGE, to answer an investigation against him for alleged use of public funds in politics, the official still has not presented himself. He was summoned on the 14th of February, but Lee did not attend. The prosecutor in charge, Manuel Del Cid's case, is waiting for him this Monday after he managed to notify him in a second attempt to appear. On the 21st of January, when the general prosecutor announced that it had opened an investigation, he said he would go voluntarily. A day earlier, he had confessed that the local authorities used the mobilization funds, in his case $3,500 a month, to walk in the communities and re-elect themselves to their positions. In an interview with La Prensa, the coordinator of the electoral prosecutors of the first jurisdictional district, Luis Guerrera, recalled that Lee said that he would go voluntarily to give his statement but didn't appear. He was then issued a citation ticket for the 14th of February but did not show up. But last Wednesday, the 16th of February, the prosecutor in the case, Manuel Del Cid, sent him the second ticket to appear today, Monday, at the FGE headquarters on East 54th Street in the capital. "I don't think he wants to put himself through the rigours of driving," Guerrera said. He has to come to the prosecutor's office. The rule says that when the investigation is in the hands of the entity that investigates, in this case the electoral prosecutor's office, it is not necessary to lift the criminal jurisdiction, and we can continue the investigation until necessary. I'm sure that Mr. Alex Lee is going to come. He must have had some inconvenience in his first summons, he clarified. The FGB has requested reports from the Controller and the Treasury Department of the Municipality of Colón on the amounts received by the mayor in mobilisation expenses and their breakdown. The Judicial Branch, through the Technical Secretariat of Human Resources, made the call for 12 unprecedented appointments based on the provisions of Law 53 of 2015, which dictates the implementation and rules of the judicial career. This is an open contest for the selection of 3 magistrates and 6 alternates of the Special Court of Integrity and Transparency, which has the function of investigating and sanctioning judicial officials who commit serious offences. Interested parties are also invited for a position as investigative magistrate of the Special Investigation Unit for Integrity and Transparency, in addition to 2 alternates. The magistrates of these instances, both regular and alternate, will have a monthly salary of $3,500 and $3,500 for representation expenses. Participants must have the requirements of having reached 45 years of age, not having been convicted of committing an intentional crime, not having been sanctioned by a disciplinary process or lack of ethics. In addition, you must belong to the judicial career, have more than 10 years of experience in the judiciary or magistracy, among others. The announcement of these positions occurs 2 days after the Budget Commission of the National Assembly approved the transfer of $15 million to the judiciary for the implementation of the judicial career. Recently, the court in charge of Judge Maria Eugenia López Arias approved declaring 441 positions vacant through 2 resolutions. The first was on January the 6th for the positions of 175 guarantee, trial and compliance judges who are appointed on an interim basis. The second resolution is dated the 13th of January and vacates the positions of 266 district, circuit and crime victim public defenders. It was also approved to declare 153 positions vacant in the judicial administrative career. Law 53 of 2015 establishes that there will be 3 careers in the judiciary: judicial, public defence and judicial administrative. At least 100 cases of complaints of scams through web pages have been registered by the authorities so far this year. It has been noted that this crime has increased mainly in the interior of the country, where one person died in the hands of criminals. The event occurred in the district of Antón, province of Coclay. The judicial authorities recommended to the population not to expose themselves or to accept or ascertain the sales of automobiles or technological items at low costs. Jose Valdez from the National Directorate of Judicial Investigation of the National Police said that with the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, cybercrime has increased. Therefore, it is necessary to verify all the information, starting by exploring the profile of the person who made the publication. In turn, Valdez recommended not giving banking information such as credit cards and personal data. The security forces of Panama have seized in the first 50 days of this year some 12 tons of drugs. In addition, in that same period, $68,096 have been seized. Also, 457 illegal firearms that were in the possession of criminal groups, while 660 people have been captured in flagrante delicto. The province where the most weapons have been seized is Panama with 303, followed by Colón with 47, Panama Oeste with 44, and Chiriquí 22. To date, 40 operations have been carried out against drug trafficking. The three provinces with the highest drug seizures between cocaine and marijuana are Colón, 5,418, Panama, 4,261, and Chiriquí with 163, specified the Ministry of Public Security. The pace of the battle against organized crime will not slow down, said Juan Manuel Pino, head of the Ministry of Security. Now, according to this entity as well, in the first 50 days of this 2022, 103,766 infractions were issued for violations of traffic regulations, of which 26,708 corresponded to drivers who were driving at excessive speed. In fact, some 1,813 tickets for various violations of traffic regulations were placed in the last 24 hours, according to the National Police. Among the most common rules violated are, as we mentioned, speeding, that was just 613 in the last 24 hours, proven drunkenness, 26, talking on the cell phone, 27, alcohol on the breath, 24. The National Police also reported that as part of Operation Genesis 2022, a total of 170 people were arrested for allegedly committing various crimes. The arrest occurred at different points throughout the country. And that's it. There we go. There's our look, our Monday morning look, some of those things that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.